You know, there's probably not a week that goes by that I'm not out and about and someone will say, what's that tree guy's number? Or who can help me with this issue? And it's always Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. And today, spot on, and I'll kind of relay a story from yesterday that may be something you're dealing with. And it really falls into the category and the topic of conversation today with Carlos. We're going to be talking about, what do you do with those tree removals, those large trees that are threatening your home or have outgrown their coverage area? So if you're dealing with some overgrown trees or someone that's outlived its shelf life and it's causing you problems and it's a threat to your house, we want to hear from you. 866-391-1020. But any tree-related questions, especially thinking about disease and all the things that set in and if that tree is alive or dead and what you need to do to get that tree and trunk removed before old man winter kicks your door in, you need to give us a call, 866-391-1020. Carlos, great to have you back. And so talking to an individual yesterday, I said, yeah, I had to get my plumber up here to snake the drains in the garage because I've got roots from these old trees that have been really no good to anyone for years. They've lost all of their luster, and they're now starting to intrude into the sewage system in my house. So they're going to have to come out. So once again, your name comes up. So the roots of these trees can really be a problem, especially 30, 40 years ago when that house was built. Somebody put it a little too close to the house. So not only can it hurt the sewage system in your house, but it can also hurt the foundation. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. That's a great point there. And I bought my house in Overbrook, I think about 13 years ago. In the week we were moving in, guess what? The silver maples in my front yard finally reached, because they detect moisture and water in the ground. They keep reaching out till they find it. So they had busted out the original terracotta sewage lines that ran to my house. So first week we're moving in, I had to replace all the lines, and it was the irony of the whole thing, you know, but it happens a lot. You know, the trees, they're a double-edged sword. There's a lot of benefits. There's a lot of factors that trees can contribute to the aesthetic value, your heating, your cooling around the property. And then the flip side of that coin is, you know, they can crush your house. They can get into your sewage lines. It's a lot of maintenance with the leaves on these mature trees that were planted 40, 60, 70, 80 years ago. So there's a lot of decisions being made right now in our area about these large trees, and the neighbor might have had a large tree come down in the last storm, and you're staring out in front of your house and you see that big tree and you think maybe you're on borrowed time. When's the right gust of wind going to hit my tree and lay it down in my yard, or hopefully not onto your house, but that does happen. So yeah, that's a great topic, and I'm excited to talk about all those things today.
All right, so get on the line if you have any of these large tree removal questions, or you have some trees threatening your house. They can help you with the homeowner's insurance. If your neighbor's tree is kind of getting too close for comfort, they're willing to intervene and help you with that as well. So whatever you need, we are here to help you with those great questions. All of them are absolutely just a phone call away. And if you want to reach them at Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE, and our number is 866-391-1020. You know, when you see this tree from afar, and as you go up, the branches look frail, the leaves are gone, and you're thinking, this thing's probably got a hollow trunk, it's not going to do any damage, it'll just fall and collapse. I don't think people realize when someone says timber and it comes down, the gravity behind it and the weight, especially as you go up in that tree, all of the things that have been there for years and season after season, they can really do some incredible damage to a porch front, to your roof, to your gutters, your soffit, your fascia, your property, windows, the foundation. So the best thing, if it just doesn't look right, they need to make a call, especially if that house is looking down on you, that tree is looking down on your house, Carlos.
Yes, and you know, a lot of our removals that we do, it's maybe a nice tree, semi-healthy tree, but it's just in a bad spot. You know, a long time ago when these trees were planted, they came in a little bucket and the homeowner was excited to put it right outside the porch and watch it grow. And now 60, 70 years later, you know, the roots expand out to the drip line of the trees, so they're probably getting close to the home or the sewage lines. And then what happens with these trees that were planted a long time ago, they were great the first 20, 30, 40 years. They offered a lot of coverage down lower that shaded your one or two story home. And now what happens is you look out there and it's just this large trunk going up 30, 40 feet. And then all the coverage is up top. So you've, the tree's kind of outgrown its coverage area. And that's a common reason why we take a lot of these large trees down. You know, these houses are turning over and then maybe the new homeowner wants to start over with something that they want to watch grow, and they want, don't want to have the maintenance and the threat of these large trees in this front yard. So, so many factors contribute to why we're removing these large trees right now. And we have all the necessary equipment. We have a crane, we have a bucket truck, we have a tracked aerial lift, we have skilled climbers. So whatever you have in your yard, we've done it before. We're very good at it. We're the right company to call. We have the proper workers' comp insurance. We have the A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, which is the gold standard when you're hiring any contractor on your property. So give us a call. We kind of come out and play devil's advocate, and we're not a pressure sales company. We give you the information and let you kind of make the decision based on all that.
All right, so this is your opportunity to get all these questions answered, 866-391-1020. Don't forget, Sunday morning or not, you can call today, leave your information. They'll get back to you the first of the week during business hours, 412-884-TREE. Don't put it off. Get it handled by the best, Greater Pitt Tree Service, Carlos McClintock, 412-884-TREE. It's Erica up first in Vandergrift. She joins us on KDKA. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And how are you?
Good. Thanks for calling today.
Oh, you're welcome. And listen, Carlos has helped us before. He got rid of a big tree we had in the front yard here earlier this year. But now I discovered we were trimming around the front of the house, and all of a sudden I get attacked by this thorn. It's like, okay. And I discovered there's a small thorn tree growing in the front of the house. I said, what the heck is this doing? How'd it get here? So then I went around behind the house, up in the backyard, and there's this big thorn tree up there that was never there before. What do we do? Where do they come from? How do they spread?
Yeah, a lot of trees, you know, pollinate other trees, and, you know, it ends up in an area that, you know, you don't want it in. You didn't plant the tree, and it's a good time to get ahead of it because it's not really large. It's not a huge job. It might be something you could do, or maybe your local landscaper could handle that. But if you let it grow, and it'll get bigger and bigger, and then it becomes that tree that you're going to need to have us back out there for. And sometimes when we cut down, I forget what type of tree you have, but if it was a locust tree, they kind of, the root system that extends out starts to kind of pop up these little saplings, and that might be what's going on there. And but give us a call. We'd be happy to come back out, take a look at it, and see what we can do to help you out.
Well, that's what I was afraid of, because there is a tree in the backyard now, and it's right beside a locust tree. So
yeah, that's probably, yeah, that's how the small saplings start. They're just a little stick with, like, the thorns on it, and that's usually the case when a lake locust tree is nearby. That's probably what's going on. But, yeah, give us a call, and we'll get back out there and take care of it for you.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate your help.
All right, Erica. Thanks, Erica. Thanks for the call. Here's the number, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. If you have a tree-related question, you got to give us a call, 866-391-1020. Next stop is Monroeville with Mary. He's Carlos McClintock. It's your Pratt Pack today on KDK, and it's Greater Pitt Tree Service. And again, their number is 412-884-TREE. Topic of conversation today, talking about tree removal, those large trees threatening your home, and they've outgrown their coverage area. We can help you with that or any tree-related question. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. Back with more with Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service on KDKA in just a couple of moments. Stay with us. Well, all right, he is Carlos McClintock, a number to join us here, Greater Pitt Tree Service, talking large tree removals. Give us a call. We've got some lines available. Been a very busy first segment and a half, so keep them coming, 866-391-1020. Mary Moroville couldn't wait around. She was just going to talk about planting trees. Real quick, planting trees, now that's not what you do, but you can help people and advise them. Why do you think so many people, especially back in those glory days of those ranch homes, the Greatest Generation, planted those trees literally under their gutters? Why do you think they did that? And hey, as something you don't want to do today. And if you're having one of these large trees removed and you decide that you want to put that next tree in, hey, make sure that you realize where that tree was so you can back away and you're not going to be dealing with the same issue 10, 15 years down the road. Right, Carlos?
Yes, I always recommend, you know, when you select what type of tree you're going to plant, and a lot of factors come into play there, you know, what color pattern you're looking for, what type of maintenance or as little maintenance as that tree's going to have with the leaves and the pruning. And so we recommend that you turn the page on that picture of the tree and look at the full-grown picture. And then you can kind of decide, envision that full-grown maple or pine tree or oak tree or magnolia, whatever you're going to plant. Picture that full-grown tree in that area that you can fit it in so it doesn't cause any, you know, adverse effects to your house or your hardscape, your landscape, things like that.
You know, the other thing that kind of frustrates me, and I get why people are always trying to conserve the amount of money they spend, but they'll cut down a large tree to ground level, but they'll leave the stump, the trunk. And, you know, with the erosion and soil setting, and as every year, you know, you have runoff, what have you, you know, you start cutting your grass and you haven't cut it, say, since last, fall. You come out in the spring, you fire your lawnmower up. Next thing you know, you're running over a stump. I think people just, they should at least ask what the price is as opposed to just cutting a tree down, because sooner or later, whether it is into your foundation, it is into your sewer system, or it's just going to be a hazard just walking around your yard, you really should have that stump and that those roots removed. Right, Carlos?
Yes, that's something we go over with the customer when we're given the price for the tree removal. We ask them, you know, maybe, hey, what are you going to do with this area once this tree's down? And are you going to want to, you know, put some topsoil down and plant grass? And if so, then we give you that separate price to grind the stump out. It's usually pretty minimal, but it does require another truck and another piece of equipment that comes out to the job site. So there's a cost involved with that. And so a lot of people's answers are based on where that tree is on the property. Maybe if it's in a tree line and the grass doesn't grow around there, they might want to leave it, and it's not something they're going to deal with. But usually the ones we mostly grind out are in a grassy area in the yard, in the middle of the yard, or front yard, side yard, so people don't have to mow around it. Maybe that was the point of cutting a tree down, not to have those issues associated with it. So every case is different, but we cover those bases when we're out there. Myself or the other salesman will discuss that with you so there's no surprises, and let you know that, you know, there's two separate things. There's the tree removal, and then there's the stump grinding, and any surface roots that are on the ground, we grind those out as well. So we try to get the information from the customer, and then we go from there.
Tell them about the plant health care that you can sign people up. You and Troy, of course, you're certified arborists, and really check on these issues throughout the seasons, and that way people know what they're dealing with. Go ahead.
Yes, our plant health care division that we launched the beginning of this year, Troy and I couldn't be happier with it. There's a lot of applications coming up right now in early fall to late fall that we can do on some of the oak trees, some injections or deep root fertilizations, maybe with some flowering trees, the crab apples. There's a lot of things going on with those, apple scab. The hemlocks have a fungus attacking them, the woolly adelgia, and we have a treatment for that. So if you have things on your property, trees, large trees, small trees, bushes, shrubs, the box hedges, we have an application for those. You know, give us a call. We come out, we do kind of an assessment of the property, see how everything's going. Sometimes we take a soil sample so we can be really particular on what needs done around your property. And then Troy will kind of give you a program to sign up with, and could be a yearly program where we're attacking things on your property at different times, or you might just need one thing done and this is the time of the year to do it. So give us a call on that. The plant health care is exciting for us. Troy, you've had him on. I mean, he's probably more passionate about it than anybody I've ever been around. And I've been doing trees 32 years. He's a hired gun. He's young. He's eager. He's gone to college for this. He has the certifications. I mean, he's the best guy to deal with when you're trying to decide what to do with your plants and trees on your property.
Yeah, Troy Lampenfeld. Here's that number, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. Our number to get all those tree-related questions answered, it is 866-391-1020. Here's Mary. Hey, Mary, good morning and welcome to KDKA.
I kind of just wanted to make a comment and ask him his opinion on this. About 20 years ago, I lived in Mount Lebanon, and when I did, the township of Mount Lebanon, they asked everybody to plant a tree in that narrow space between the road and the sidewalk. It was like a 5-foot area. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
between,
yeah, usually
between
that's...
the street
that's...
and your side.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So a bunch of people did, and 20 years later, all the roots came up and destroyed, like, the sidewalk.
Yeah, we
like,
do a lot
would
of work.
Why ask people to do this?
You know, hindsight's 20/20. So, you know, I'm sure they had good intentions back then. There's a lot of reasons for that. They like neighborhoods like Mount Lebanon and Fox Chapel and, you know, the suburb areas. They like to have those tree-lined street effects and have the, you know, you're walking down the street and it's aesthetically mm-hmm. pleasing to see the trees lined up in a row. And then, you know, they didn't think out the damage that could be done to the sidewalk, your sidewalk or their sidewalk. And then a lot of times if the power lines ran on that side of the street, now these trees are growing up through them. The utility companies are coming by and just hacking them in half. So, yeah.
Right, yeah, it's actually caused a big problem. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mary, thank you for the call. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome.
Thanks, Mary.
Yeah, listen, I don't think people realize trees are a thing of beauty, but where you really come into play is helping correct issues when they go wrong. And a lot of things, we've been alluding to some of them, and that's why we're talking about large tree removals today, Carlos.
Yeah, there's so many factors out there and so many issues associated with the trees. And look, I'm not out here to say everything's bad about the trees, but there comes a time in the tree's lifespan where you have to figure out, is it more problematic or is it more beneficial to your property? And I tell people when they're kind of figuring that out, you know, get a pen and paper and write down what you like about the tree, write down what you don't like about the tree, and kind of base your decision based on those type of facts that, you know, it's your preference, it's your home, it's your tree. We don't, you know, we don't want to come out and force you to cut it down, but we want you to kind of just get the data and figure it out, make an educated decision on if it's time to get that big tree out of there. And we're really good at the big trees. That's kind of our niche right now. We have the equipment that I was talking about. We have the experience. You know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, some of these large confined removals, I maybe wouldn't want to did a project like that, but now we have the skill level, we have the equipment, and there's really not too many large trees out there that we wouldn't be willing to take on as a project to get them out of your property.
I'll tell you, I've seen them firsthand, talk to people, do what they do every day. Their reputation is second to none. If you've got one of these massive trees that you're looking at right now as we speak, thinking we've got to do something about it, you've come to the right place. So this is how you can get a hold of them. It's 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. And if you have a tree-related question right now, you want to know something right now on this Sunday morning, whatever it may be, whatever tree you're dealing with, now's the time to give us a call. A lot of folks already calling in today, but we'd love to hear from you. We've got two more segments left in the show. Our number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Every other Sunday in the 9 o'clock hour, we spend time with either Carlos McClintock or Troy Lampenfeld, who is their certified arborist. Again, the number here is 866-391-1020. It's free, toll-free number, and the advice, you're going to get that for simply calling in. But if you want the expertise or you want them to come to your place of business or your home, you simply call right now and leave your information. They will get back to you. It's 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service, today on KDKA. Good morning. Listen, if you got one of these large tree issues, you want to get it removed now before the snow flies. So you're going to want to call today. Leave your first and last name and a working number. They can reach you throughout the week during business hours. 412-884-TREE. 412-884-TREE. If you have any tree-related question, whatever it may be, but especially those large trees that are going to be possibly causing havoc to your home, in which it could come crashing down during the winter weather. You want to get rid of it now? Give us a call, 866-391-1020. Let's go to McCandless and say good morning to Dan. Dan, you're on with Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I had an incident about 6-7 years ago. I had a new sidewalk put in the Aspinwall, PA, and the sidewalk started lifting a little. And due to the roots of the tree, and I was going to hire a tree guy to cut the tree down, but I contacted the borough. They said I'm not allowed to do that. And I just want to know, they're not taking any responsibility of the situation, and I guess they have an ordinance. They want to keep those trees along the lines of the street, you know.
Yeah, that's a very common common call that we get. You know, the borough or township or even the city of Pittsburgh's tree that they own because they planted it, they maintain it, they trim it. Now that root system is stretching underneath your sidewalk. It's a fine line. Some boroughs, it's the homeowner's sidewalk. Some areas, it's their sidewalk. So every case is different, but. Yeah, unless that tree's dead, they're probably not going to let you hire someone or hire them to cut it down because, like you said, they do like that tree-line street effect that it gives those areas like Aspinwall. So kind of just something you got to deal with.
Okay, thank you.
Boy, I never,
thank you.
Thanks, Dan. I never realized all the different issues that can happen, you know, because when you think you're out in the country, you've got tree issues because there's, you know, heavily populated areas of trees. But why you guys are so good at what you do, and obviously growing up in Greenfield and where you live now in Overbrook, you know the city like the back of your hand. And living in the city can really, or close to the city in one of those neighborhoods, can really cause some issues when it comes to these trees because of the congestion of the housing, right, in the yards.
Yeah, there's so much involved with it. And like Dan mentioned, you know, it might not even be your tree that's causing issues to your property or threatening your home. It could be a tree that's out in the front street that your borough, township, or city owns, and you're dealing with all the adverse effects of it. You're raking the leaves, you're picking up the sticks, you know, you're worried maybe in a storm if that tree's going to end up on your house. So there's just so much involved in it and trying to figure out, you know, your home's your main investment. You know, the biggest thing most people invest in, most Americans make the investment is the purchase of a home. And you want to protect that investment. You want to make sure that it's safe and your family's safe. And you're looking out at this tree and there's a lot of issues. You've seen a couple branches fall or the neighbor's tree fell in a storm. So there's a lot to take into consideration, and we love coming out and walking you through all that. This is all I've ever really done in life. I've been doing trees for 32 years. You know, I can instruct you or one of the salesmen. They're just as good as I am. They come out and, you know, we can identify what the issues are, whose tree it is, what the protocol is, what your legal rights are. You know, there's just that's why I love it so much. There's so much involved in it. Every job is different. We like meeting the people in Pittsburgh. And then if we get the job, you know me, I like getting lunch at that little diner or deli or pizza shop in your neighborhood. So it's just, I mean, I love what I do. Just something that every day I wake up and look forward to getting the calls and getting out there and doing what I can do to help people.
And got a great crew, too. So here's the deal. If you have a tree-related question, a lot of good calls today. We want to keep them going to the top of the hour. Number here is 866-391-1020. Large tree removal, but any tree story, situation, you need a question answered, give us a call. 866-391-1020. And if you want to set up that appointment before it does cause havoc and you know it's threatening and you've been putting it off, now would be the day to to call to set up that appointment before the winter weather. Actually going to have some warm weather next week, so kind of conducive now. But you know, Mother Nature, once you get to Thanksgiving, anything can happen with the weather. So 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. What are some of the trees that are just a real pain when they are close to expiring and they are, say, 20 feet tall? Some of the tougher trees to take down, Carlos.
Yeah, I'd go a little higher than 20 feet. I mean, the most maintenance or issues you can have with any type of tree is usually these large pin oaks. And they're a planted tree. There's a lot of species of oak trees that grow indigenous to our western PA hillsides. But the majority, well, probably all of them, actually, all the pin oaks that are on people's property, you know, there's so many issues associated with them. They're dropping the acorns and they're dropping the dead sticks. And then, you know, you're just involved with a lot of maintenance with these pin oak trees on your property. They require that you prune and do some structural and maintenance pruning on them every 5 to 7 years. So there's a lot of financial implications that having these large pin oaks on your property, and usually they just end up outgrowing their coverage area. And you know, they're the mighty oaks, they're beautiful oaks, more like the red oaks and white oaks you see throughout the mountains and these western PA hillsides. They're a whole different ball game than these large pin oaks that have been planted in these postage stamp yards that are littered around our area. And it's just, you know, like I said before, hindsight's 20/20, but it's now you're the homeowner 60, 70 years later, and it's up to you to kind of either foot the bill for all the leaf raking and all the maintenance pruning and all that, or hey, maybe just pull the trigger and get it out of there. Start over with something that's not as threatening. There's trees that you can plant that only get a story or two high. And that might be a better option for these small yards that a lot of people have. Or you only have a one-story house, you only really need a tree that gets 20 or 30 feet. You don't need a 70, 80-foot oak tree in your front yard.
You know, a lot of people, and I was talking to my son about this the other day. He's a first-time homeowner. He's in his mid-20s, and he's got some beautiful oak trees. You know, that most people don't even realize that, you know, these things are there, that they've got to be pruned. And if you don't prune them, as we've been talking about in recent weeks, you can have issues down the road. So I said to him, I said, you know, you may want to get a hold of Carlos and the crew here soon. If not now, definitely next fall. But I think a lot of people just need to be educated on this stuff because it's stuff they don't talk about every day. So I think that's one of the reasons why your show has been such a success, Carlos.
Yeah, and that's true, too. The average homeowner, you know, especially a new homeowner like your son, you know, he's not familiar with what needs to be done. And a lot of times tree work is the first thing neglected by a homeowner. So new homeowners are stepping into a lot of issues with the trees on the property of the home they're buying. So we come out there and we let you know, like, hey, this tree is neglected. It hasn't been worked on in 10 years. You're going to have to bite the bullet. It's going to be a little pricey to get it up to where it needs to be to maintain its health. And if it's an oak tree, so much involved with those. You know, a lot of the oak trees that are neglected have a lot of dead in them, or maybe a homeowner, you know, Pittsburghers are, they go and just start hacking away on something. So if an oak tree's trimmed or pruned improperly or neglected, then it becomes susceptible to what's called oak wilt disease, which is airborne, and it kind of seeks out the oak trees that are neglected or trimmed improperly, and it could travel by air, can be spread through the root systems of a tree that might have had oak wilt in your neighborhood or in your neighbor's yard. So just, again, so much involved. This is what we do for a living. You know, we have the plant health care. We have Troy, our ISA certified arborist. He's really good with the oak trees. When we get calls for oak trees for trimming, he's out there usually the same day or whenever's convenient for you. We educate someone like your son on it and come up with a game plan to kind of let them know this is what you're going to be looking at taking care of this tree on your property, and kind of inform you about everything on your property.
All right, so here's the deal. One more segment. We would not want you to miss out on the opportunity to get all those tree-related questions answered. You can give us a call. We do have some lines available for the first time this hour, so 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. And the ever-important number that can set up that appointment, obviously, Troy Lampenfelder, certified arborist, the plant care that we talk about, the tree care, how you can get, sign up, and they can visit you seasonally to make sure that you're ahead of the game. Very simple. That number is 412-884-TREE. 412-884-TREE. If you're dealing with any tree-related issue and you simply want them to come out and meet them firsthand, call now. While the weather is nice, good opportunity to get them out there and get started on that job. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. But as we go to break, one thing people must understand, Have Tree Company will travel. You guys travel and you work throughout the year pretty much, right, Carlos?
Yeah, our work's year-round. I mean, the phones stop ringing sometimes when it gets really cold out, but we go out and work in any type of that cold weather. There's certain trees out there that we only trim when they're dormant, which extends through, like, rule of thumb is maybe Thanksgiving to St. Patrick's Day when we're out there working on these big oaks. So that's it definitely is a year-round business for us. And, you know, we have all the storms that happen in different times of the year. People want to get us out there before they know these big storms are rolling in. So, yeah, we're ready when you are. We have a big coverage area. We'll service basically anywhere within an hour of downtown Pittsburgh. Hey, we're Greater Pitt Tree Service. So, you know, you might be looking at other companies, you know, Mike's Tree Service or Budget Tree Service, or I don't want to name any like real tree companies out there, but you're wondering like, hey, where does Tom's Tree Service go? I live in Fox Chapel. What's Tom's coverage area? But when you look at our name, Greater Pitt Tree Service, you know we're coming to your area. And we have the sales force. We have salesmen that have particular areas. You know, one has dedicated to the south and one's in the north. So we have them on standby. You call and we get out there.
All right. Our number, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, or their number, 412-884-TREE. Carlos McClintock, every other Sunday in the 9 o'clock hour, Greater Pitt Tree Service. All right, we're going to get some of these calls in just a matter of a minute or so, but we want to kind of just tell you about a story that kind of connects to what we're discussing today, and it happens to deal with a place that both of us really admire and revere, and that's Central Catholic. So go ahead, Carlos.
Yes, you know, my son's a student there and plays on the football team, and I do a lot of sponsorships there, and everybody knows what I do for a living. So they had four large oak trees in the area called the Quadrangle, which the students walk around this the quad at lunchtime. And two of the four oak trees were declining, and they were getting a lot of branches breaking off and falling in the area where the students walk, and also an area where they set up these tents for their reunions for different, you know, classes. So it was time to get them out of there. And we came in, we brought our big crane in, and we dismantled these large oak trees that were there for almost 50 years. And they had a great run. It was very, where they were positioned on the quadrangle on each point of the square that it forms there. But it became a business decision, basically, like, hey, we got to get these out of here, and they're going to plant something different there and start over with something that's not threatening to the students. And there's two left, and we'll see how they respond now. But if they become threatening, you know, that's when you got to get us out there.
All right, here we go. Back to the phones. Busy day with Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. She's on the north side. How are you, Mary? Welcome to KDKA.
Thank you. I have a huge magnolia tree in my backyard. It's got to be at least 70 years old. It's huge. It's beautiful when it blooms in the spring. It's about 50 feet from my house. I'm afraid that the roots are going to come and ruin my house and my foundation. Is there a way to keep the tree and get rid of some of those large roots?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mary. And usually trees that flower like that can be a little bit particular on what you do to them that might cause adverse effects. You know, it's something we'd love to come out and look at and see if there's any roots that we can maybe shave down without causing any detrimental effect to that beautiful magnolia. A magnolia that old, I mean, to last this long through all the storms we've had and just the it's it it's probably at the shelf life, but it sounds like it's healthy. And that's a good concern about, hey, you know, these roots just keep coming. And if you look at the outermost branches of the canopy of that tree, that's usually how far the roots can travel underground, or a lot of times of the magnolia trees, you could see that they have surface roots that are stretching out over your yard. So it's definitely something you want to kind of be aware of, and get us out there and look at it and see if there's anything we can do to not, you know, have that issue with your home.
Thank you. I will call you guys and have you just come out here. I love the tree. It's beautiful, but I hate to see it cut down. So, okay.
Yeah.
What is the number
again? That's one of my favorite trees. The 412-884-8733.
All right. Thank you for the call. So you got a minute to summarize. Go right ahead, Carlos.
Hey, I'm ready for the calls. Like, let's get them coming in and get me out there to get these big trees out of there, or maybe reduce them so the wind can pass over them. Everybody knows what kind of company we are. We're an A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. We're accredited. We're all local Pittsburghers. I put the money back into your neighborhood. I do a lot of work free of charge for the World War II veterans. Any veteran's going to get a discount from me. But over close to the last 10 years now, we've done tens and tens of thousands of dollars of tree work free of charge for the World War II vets. And I know there's not too many left out there. And we're excited with Veterans Day coming up. We're going to be out there in a community doing a job free of charge for a World War II vet. I think we're going to be have our equipment in the Veterans Day parade again. So, look, I'm Pittsburgh. Like, everything about Pittsburgh I love. I've never lived anywhere else, and we're a great company to use.
All right. Listen, Carlos, can't thank you enough. Great job as always. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and have a great week, okay?
Thanks, Rob. You too.
All right. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. No one does it better. He is Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Accurate Solutions, and I'm back for two full hours of the best sports talk show anywhere. We'll look back at Pitt and Penn State. Not a good day for either team. And the Steelers enjoying the weekend off. But what lies ahead? We'll start previewing that Washington matchup next week. And big night for Sidney Crosby. A couple of goals. Penns get a nice win. All of that literally an hour away after Rob checks the news. And then it's Accurate Solutions, part of your weekend lineup for a Sunday with your Pratt Pack on KDKA. Good morning.